Hey guys, well, welcome to Tam Talks, a place of real and honest conversation. And honestly, if you were in the studio 5 minutes ago, you'd have heard a lot of really good bloopers. So relationships.
I think we'll go ahead and have some anyway, but we'll call it the show.
We'll call it the show. We'll move forward. But
move forward.
But we're going to talk about some real and honest conversations. So guys, whether you're watching me right now on my YouTube channel or you're listening to me on a podcast, we're in a five-part series talking about relationships. And it started because I was watching other relationships. I was watching what brought couples together. And I came up with five areas or five categories that I think couples relate to or kind of come together.
I don't really think that's how this started. I think this started with a way to understand or fix me.
You know, I wasn't going to bring that up.
But it's true.
It is. It's partly true.
I know. It's 100% true.
But I began to look.
You've been doing this our whole marriage.
Yeah.
And not successful, apparently.
Well, maybe this will help us.
It will help.
I'm sure it will.
Will.
Because I started with week one talking about a spiritual connection, which mm-hmm. really was our primary connection,
right.
Spiritual. And then last week we talked about colleagues mm-hmm. because we've pastored for so many years together. And make sure you go back and check out those two episodes. They're really good. And today we're going to talk about the third, which is family. Because I believe family, a lot of people are connected in a relationship because of family. They look and they go, I like the way that you do family, or I want to do family like that. So let me set it up with the definition. What I've said is the definition of this particular connection, relation connection. Support, love, and caring for family members, providing security and a sense of belonging, open communication, making each person in the family feel important, valued, respected, and esteemed. So this is those kind of connections or relationships where family is a priority. Family may be your number one thing and you value family. So we actually came from two totally different types of families.
Yeah, normal and abnormal.
I don't know whose was whose.
Well, we'll debate that one.
Well, we will debate it because your family to me was very odd. You were an only child.
Well, that's not odd. Jesus was an only child.
Oh, here we go. Okay. Well, we've debated that one over and over. But let me just set it up. And the reason I say that, it wasn't a connection necessarily for us, but it has become that now that we have a family of our own and our children and grandchildren. But you may be in that connection where you just say family is the most important thing. It's what keeps us together in our marriage. It's what we hold in high regard. As I said, your family was different than my family. So we had to come together and say, what do we want family to look like? Mm-hmm. And that's what we worked on.
Yeah. And I think also it really depends on when you have a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were married young, had children very, very young. And that's a different dynamic than many people that, let's say, are marrying today at 30, 35 and starting their family than we had, because there's more maturity over here.
Mm-hmm.
There's more life experience over here. And so I think you always adjust. And so for us, we probably learned a lot fast, but we a lot of things we just didn't know about raising family.
Yeah.
And now we can kind of reflect back now that we have grandchildren. You know, that becomes a whole nother dynamic of family that builds different bridges too.
Yeah. Well, I love to give biblical examples, and I love the story of Ruth and Boaz in the Bible. And here we have this story where, you know, Ruth has lost her husband, her father-in-law, the world has changed for her, everything has happened in the loss of her loved one. And she ends up going back, obviously, with her mother-in-law, if you know that story. And I love the story because Boaz was one of those guys, he's called a kinsman redeemer, and he cared for her as a woman. He brought her in, redeemed her into the family, cared for the mother-in-law, which I don't know if we want to get into that talk, but he actually did care for Naomi. Mm-hmm. But I see a family unit, and that's why I love that story, and I want to use it in this particular connection because they cared about family. And in so many relationships, family is that glue that keeps them together.
Especially in some groups. You know, like we have some Italian friends, and family is everything. You know, I mean, you see those connections on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure there are other groups that are like that as well, but we know it firsthand
mm-hmm,
that way.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a fun dynamic that goes in there with that. Just like there's, I'm sure, a fun dynamic goes in your family, and it may be different, but you maximize what you have. But if your relationship with your spouse is built around the family thing, you're going to know it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to go like, I wonder if it is. No, you're going to know it.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're going to do everything with. You're going to talk about it. That's going to be priority over other things.
Right. And as the definition I started with, there is a connection, there is a support, there is a defending them. It's funny how if you're in that tight family unit, you know, you can talk about them, but no one else can. Mm-hmm. And you will defend them to the end. And that, again, is that immediate connection you have. We're talking about different ways that you relate and families, everything. Let's go through a couple coaching steps and kind of dialogue about these. Number one, you've got to remain committed to your family and you have to stay in the game. So for this kind of connection, again, they are committed and they stay strong with their family. Let's talk about that, because with the breakup of family today, whether it be separation, divorce, all this other stuff, talk about how you think this dimension is the glue of this particular relationship.
Well, when you think about commitment, that's a decision you make. And in every relationship, it really is more than an emotion. There's a commitment saying, I am committed to do this because this is a value that I embrace. And so sometimes you may not be getting along with your family and you may like be at odds, but you have to go back to, I have a value of family. Therefore, I'm going to work my way through this. Mm-hmm. And we've seen people that have had to work through very difficult situations in family, mm-hmm. but they were committed to the end game that was the family unit.
Right. Well, and I don't know if there's a relationship that hasn't struggled. And I mean, ours included. Whenever we have a difficulty or whenever you have a thought that your marriage is struggling, to me, to your point, there is that commitment to God that I made to our marriage and to our family. And so you find ways to work through it. You find ways to work around it. God helps you in it. And I just want to say, stay committed in your relationship because God values that, mm-hmm. right? Number two, open your eyes to the needs of others. You know, and I talked about how Boaz opened his eyes to the needs of Ruth and Naomi, mm-hmm. and he saw the need in the family. So let's talk about how you can open the eyes to the needs of those in your family.
Well, I mean, problems are easy to find in yourself and in families. Mm-hmm. So you have to look at it and say, am I going to contribute to the success of this, or am I going to neglect the success of this? So I'm going to do one of the two things. I'm either going to get involved or not get involved. I can wash my hands, say I'm not going to. They can work it out. They got themselves into this. Or I can say, how do I do this without igniting a fire? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times you'll see, you know, moms and dads, grandpa, you know, brothers, sisters, whoever it is, they get involved, but they get involved from a make a statement standpoint versus ask a question.
That's good.
And I really believe that a key in relationship is always ask the question so that you can learn what maybe is really going on in a different dynamic. One of the dynamics I think this happens the most in is child raising. Grandparents know more than parents about child raising, clearly, because we're grandparents. But the parents oftentimes go, look, you raised me, you didn't do a great job. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do it differently. And then, but it doesn't take long for them to figure out, well, maybe you do know more than I mm-hmm. thought you did. Mm-hmm. So I think stay flexible. Do not get offended by things that aren't going to matter 5 years from today. And go back to that, you know, build that relationship, do what you can to build it.
Mm-hmm. So good. The next step I would say is honor one another. Honor and respect one another. And again, I think about how I mentioned that Boaz came in and he brought in the mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, he could have easily brought Ruth in and he cared for her and took care of her, but he honored. And out of that, of course, we know came the lineage of Jesus himself, mm-hmm. David and Jesus. But there was a sense of honor. And I think we're missing that in our families today. I think we're missing a sense of honor and respect for family members in our family. What do you think?
Yeah, and sometimes honor, it almost sounds like something you do in different circles than family. But it's really just, let's use a different way to describe it. How about, I'm going to treat you better than I treat myself. Hmm. I'm going to respect you and your thoughts and not run roughshod over those. That maybe translates out a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Because honor, I believe in the concept, I believe in the value. But sometimes it lacks practical explanation. Mm-hmm. So that's how I would look at it.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, it's a good word. It's one that we need to probably think of because mm-hmm. we are to put others before ourselves. And why is it in our families we seem to put strangers above family members when it comes to, call it honor or respect, whichever you want to call it. But we do. We think we can kind of run over those who we're closest to and get away with it. They're the ones that we live with, love, should be defending, but often we don't elevate, protect, or speak highly of.
Well, I don't know that we value others more. I think it is that we're not in community. Mm-hmm. We don't know as much about each other. We don't have a comfortability level that we have with family. And in family, as you know, whether it's in a marriage or children or whatever, we know every detail. We know mm-hmm. the good, the bad, and the ugly about that. And so we're always kind of tethering between, well, you're saying this, but I saw you do that. Mm-hmm. Or I wonder what you're thinking. I don't have that experience with someone, let's say, that I do business with. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm sitting down and we're, you know, I'm hiring somebody to paint my house. Okay, I'm going to treat him with respect. And it might look like more respect because I don't know the guy. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure he doesn't drop paint on my floor. You know, so I think there's a different dynamic. And I do agree with you. I think that we take advantage of relationships because of proximity.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just talk about a minute because this is good and I want to hear your take on this. How do you build a healthy relationship with someone that you're either with all the time, you know the way they are, you know their quirks, you're going to answer for them before they do because you've been around each other so long? What do we do in this family unit to have that respect for one another?
Yeah, I have the answer. I did a wedding renewal for a guy and his wife who'd been married 75 years.
Here it comes.
And I asked her, I said, what is the key to a long marriage? And she went on for 10 or 15 minutes, and it was all good, very, very good stuff. And then I asked him, well, what's your take on this? He said, I kept my mouth shut, and he sat down. So I think sometimes keeping your mouth shut is really valuable mm-hmm. in relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's a funny kind of a take on it, but really sometimes be slow to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, be slow to speak, be quick to listen. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of a strong key in relationships.
Yeah, 100%. And yet I also believe that part of our job as parents and grandparents is to set the example. You know, this last thing I want to say is to create a sense of unity in the family, a sense of unity. So in our situation, we have three children, two beautiful daughter-in-laws, a great son-in-law, grandchildren. So we have to say, because my goal in all of this, I you know, many of you know I prayer walk just about every day, and I was texting with my kids the other day, and I said, the greatest gift I can give you is prayer. More than my money, more than my heritage, more than anything else is my prayer. And every one of them got back with me, and even my grandkids, thanks, Gammy, I know you always pray for me. And I say that, and that's how you create unity. You give them things that they can look back on that are stability. I think unity brings stability in the family. And of course, our children have evolved into their own families with their own convictions and their own interests. And we have to let them go. We have to let them do that. But when we all come back together, we are a family unit when we get together. So how do you create unity in that family? Again, respect, love. I use the word honor. To let them be who they are, but still feel safe in that family unit.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to create things that work with the family you have, mm-hmm. that do not create friction points. You know, for example, it might be that you could all go on a vacation together and it works really well for 3 days, but for a week, it's too much. Mm-hmm. You learn that. Mm-hmm. You learn how long can we be in the healthy spot. Yeah. And I think fine and okay, so we do better. Like we had a great example. We heated our pool, you know, and the family all came in and the kids were thrilled because the pool was warm and they could spend all day in it, literally, and night. Well, that was a small expense that created unity mm-hmm. because I knew that the biggest challenge is how do I keep kids from being bored at our house?
Yeah.
And it was a $200 pool bill. That's
yeah.
really what it was.
Yeah.
Cheap. Very cheap. Cheaper than taking them out to dinner, I promise you.
Yeah. So create a sense of, when we say unity, things for them to do, feel mm-hmm. connected, feel safe.
Where they all can relate.
Yeah.
So now the parents are looking like, I'm glad my kid's happy. I can sit around. I can have a sandwich. I can watch them. I can go in and do TV. Mm-hmm. I can have a dialogue or whatever I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, guys, whether you're brought together in that first area we said, whether that is your spiritual connection or week two was colleagues, this week family, next week, we have two more we don't want you to miss. Next week, we're going to actually talk about when you are like companions and you do everything together. And then we're going to also talk about romance, how romance
My
is
favorite.
A part. What brought you together with your spouse or your significant other? Pray over these relationships and value one another. It's one of the most important things that you can do. Okay, I want to close in a prayer that you guys can pray over your family each and every day. Dear Lord, I ask that you protect each member of my family. I ask that you help me to see and meet their needs as well as their dreams. Guide me in being the best leader, teacher, and champion in their life. May all glory and honor be given unto you through our legacy. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey guys, value your relationships. Make sure you watch all five of these. Dialogue with your spouse and talk about what you have in common and what you can work on to have the best relationship. Love you guys so much. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.